It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good morning. Shortly after 10 o'clock on Speak Out 2.0. It's a Taco Tuesday. I'm going to be joining some friends for tacos at, where else, River Dog Grill, when I get off the air. Today's the 21st. This is Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. And we are having a problem with a couple of our frequencies today bouncing on and off. If you find that to be a problem, you can stream our channel, you know, on KNTRtalk.com. You can also do that right on your phone if you feel like you need to, because we're bouncing in and out. The weather has played with some of our equipment. Imagine that, huh? So if you need to stream us, please do, and you might be able to get us that way. Okay, a couple things to tell you about. The big thing is tonight and tomorrow night, if you have kids in the Bullhead City Elementary School District or about to join the district, you can pre-register them for kindergarten next year. You do that at Diamondback, Desert Valley, and Sunrise Elementary Schools. And you can do that tonight between 5:30 and 7 p.m. You just go to the school, and they're going to put you out with a teacher and have your child signed up. Now, your child must become 5 years old by the end of August, and you need to bring the following things. You need to bring your child's birth certificate, immunization records, proof of residency, parent or guardian ID, and any legal paperwork that applies. Like if you are a legal guardian, you need to bring something that says you is, okay? If your child needs immunizations, I hope you'll come to the Kiwanis Kids Expo, where there will be two different people there this Saturday giving out immunizations. Yes. So if your child needs one, come and get it for free. Okay? Now we bounce into the studio with a little man-eater from 1982. Because when you take first one look at this guy, he looks like he could eat a man for lunch. My first guest, the king of the river run in Bullhead City for 3 years now, Mr. Larry Toppy.
How are you, sir? Good morning.
Good morning. This is the third year, right?
This is the third year.
Yeah. Is it getting easier?
No. Not yet.
Are you getting more organized to make things a little easier on yourself?
So, I did it blind 2 years.
Right.
Like, not knowing really everything that needed to happen, and I learned as I went, and this year I have a pretty good grasp on what needs to be implemented, and then last year, you know, I took some advice, criticisms, whatever you want to call it, from the public and from other people here, and about shade and other things that we needed, and we've implemented some of those things.
Okay, good. So that helps out, huh?
Yeah.
But the organization is a tough part, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely it is.
Yeah.
There's a lot of moving parts.
And you'll have vendors that will call you in 3 weeks and want to be there the next week.
Yes. Yeah. I'm hoping.
See, I signed up two vendors yesterday for our expo, and I said, I'm done.
Yeah.
You know, and one of them needed a banner made.
Oh, no.
What do you,
that's
you
pretty
know,
quick.
That's what do you
pretty
think?
Short time notice.
Yeah.
You know, Junior at Blue Ribbon can come up with banners pretty quick.
He does a lot of work for our Kiwanis Club, but our banners are done by Totally Awesome Printing.
Oh, okay.
And they're going to have them for me tomorrow. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, so that's fantastic, let me tell you. So, because I have to put them in order of the way we lay the street out.
Right.
You have to come by Saturday.
I'm absolutely going to.
Bring your kids, come down
here. All right.
Let them swim in the pool for free, run through the splash pad, and we're going to have a water slide and a bounce house and hot dogs.
My kids are teenagers now. I don't know. they're going to go to the splash pad.
Don't kid yourself.
It's not cool enough.
If they see a friend run through there, they're running through it.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
They may just run right through and keep going.
Right.
To the pool. Yeah. So, but they got to love Cotton Candy and snow cones.
No, I definitely am going to bring everybody out.
Yeah. So it's going to be a good time. It's 10 o'clock till 2 o'clock on Train Road. We shut down the road right in front of the city swimming pool. So any questions, call me, 928-201-3313. So, Larry, we're just about 5 weeks away, right?
Yeah, about 5 weeks.
Yeah.
It feels that way.
And for the first time, you're going to have 3 locations in Bullhead City.
Yes, that's the plan.
Is that going to work for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think that. So the cookie cutter is pretty simple. It's, you know, you got music, bar, food, retail vendors as the blueprint for all 3 locations.
Right.
With all 3 locations having something unique about them.
Okay.
Two of the locations, the Gary Keith Park and Bullhead City Community Park, are from 11 to 8. And then the Anderson Fieldhouse goes from 11 to 8 outdoors, and then has the concerts on Friday and Saturday. And the tattoo convention all 4 days. So inside the Anderson Fieldhouse, it'll go until 10:30.
Oh, okay. Awesome. So, and the weather by 10:30 might be down to 70, so they might have to go inside and cool off.
Well, you know, inside is going to be cool all day.
Yeah. But I mean, during the day, it's usually the last week of August, or
April,
of April,
right.
Is just gorgeous.
Yeah, it should. You know what? I'm actually anticipating, because of our prolonged cool snap here.
Yeah.
That it should be a good temperature.
We had a warm weekend, and then today we got this wet stuff.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, I'm like, really? Come on.
Might be a little muggy.
Yeah.
For River Run with all the water in the ground.
Ah, no, that won't cause a problem. You'll be in great shape.
I think
you'll
so, too.
You'll be in great shape.
I think so, too.
So what bands do you have in the field house Friday and Saturday night?
Well, we have Little Billman is opening for Counts 77. That's Danny Coker's band from Counts Customs.
Okay.
And that's Friday the 28th. And then on Saturday the 29th, we have Crashing Wayward opening for Slaughter.
And then that's the end, right?
Yeah, that's the last bit right there at 10:30, 11 o'clock. Well, you know, other than cleaning.
Right.
Yeah, other than cleaning, and then I get to maybe have a week of self-analyzing everything, and then
right.
and then I get together with my crew, and okay. We have a powwow about the event. Here's what we thought was great, and here's what we thought sucked.
Well, you know, everyone does that after events.
Yeah.
I do. Bo, our chamber director, does a great job with that.
He
puts an after-action report together that is just amazing. Whenever we do something with the chamber as an ambassador, we get this after-action report that's got pictures and 10, 12 pages long.
That's cool.
And it's very cool, and you should talk to him and have him show you how to do that.
Well, he's very dedicated to his position.
He is. Mm-hmm. He is. But... you know, even in the fire service, after every structure fire, you gather around. And then there you usually do it right away because you're on the scene and you've got maybe trucks from different districts that are
right.
there. So you want to kind of do it right away and say, did we hit this right? Did we do this right? Or should we have done something different? Should we grab a different hydrant? Or just little things like that that you have to sit back and critique yourself on and be – you know, admit, I probably could have done that better.
Yeah, you got to be real with yourself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So for some people, that's hard. Oh, no, that's the hydrant I knew I was going to take. You know?
Well, I tell my people, too, don't be afraid of hurting my feelings. Hit me hard.
Yeah.
I want to hear it because I don't want to do it again if I did it wrong.
Well, they don't have to hit you hard. They just have to politely tell you screwed up.
Well, I guess maybe polite is good.
So
maybe that's something that I need to work on with my tact.
So how many vendors do you think you're going to end up with, or do you have a clue yet?
You know what? We've got about the same amount of vendors outside at the Anderson Fieldhouse as we did last year.
Okay.
There's probably about 15, 20, but variant sizes. So they take up that whole space just like
right.
they did last year. And then Gary Keith Park, we've got the big top, that we're getting from Pastor Kate's, and then we're going to have some food vendors around that and some retail vendors past that. But you're going to have to walk past all of the vendors in order to get to the Big Top from the entrance. And at Bullhead City Community Park, we got about the same amount of vendors as we did last year. I've been trying to get a hold of Howling Helmets, but I just can't seem to, they won't respond to their phone call. But they told me for sure they wanted to be in the same spot. They had a great year last time. I hope they're okay.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Yeah.
They didn't get flooded out or something.
Yeah, I hope everything's
all right.
Where are
they from?
You know what? I don't know.
Oh.
I think they're from Arizona.
Oh.
Well, yeah, I think they're from
Phoenix.
They should
be in good shape.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although, last night on the news, they were showing somebody's fifth wheel sitting in the middle of water.
Yep.
Wow, look at that.
Yep.
You know, somewhere where the water rised when it wasn't supposed to.
So. We do have some new vendors over there at the Bullhead City Community Park, as well as most of the vendors, I think all of the vendors that were there last year.
Good.
We got some new food vendors at all three locations.
Oh, great.
A lot of local food trucks coming out to participate. Because, so everybody here that's listening knows that we give a great deal for locals on vendor space. So if you're local and you want to get involved in this as far as a vendor or food truck, hit me up.
Yeah.
My number is 808-699-0060.
There you go. That's the best you can say right there. What do you think your attendance was last year? It's hard to judge,
right.
But...
Well, you know, it's hard to judge when you're not coordinating that effort with the hotels because you get feedback from the hotels on rooms and stuff.
Right.
Which I probably will get feedback from the hotels
this
on
year?
Rooms this year.
You
but
think
we don't have a code for them or anything like that, but
right.
I'm going to be communicating with them.
Okay.
But last year I would like to be conservative and say we've got about 20, 25,000 people that rolled through on their motorcycles to participate in the event. This year, I've been telling vendors and people that are inquiring about it what the attendance might be, and I'm saying it's going to be about the same, 20, 25,000, because I don't want to say it's going to be 35,000 and it not happen.
Right, right.
So I'm being conservative. But if 35,000 people, 40,000 people show up, I'm not going to be mad.
No. No.
I probably won't have a shirt for everybody, though.
Police chief might be. They're just a little nervous.
Maybe.
You know?
I actually talked to the captain this morning.
Did you?
Yeah.
His wife's coming on in 10 minutes.
Yeah, I saw that on
the
schedule.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Well, she runs the Division of Animal... What do they call it? They
Animal
call
Control,
it,
right?
Animal Welfare.
Oh, Animal Welfare? Okay.
Yeah,
it's not Control.
No. Have you ever tried to control an animal?
Yes, it's not. It's
I have
not hard.
Two Labradors, and I never knew that a Labrador could pick up their paw and figure out which one was the middle finger and show it to me.
Wow!
Because they just, when you tell them they do something, that's what they do. They just kind of flip you off and walk
away.
Yeah.
I thought you were serious.
Let's take a break. We're going to come right back and chat some more with Larry. If you have questions, 702-298-1063. Paul Lavoie is coming up next, and he's got a great guest in the studio. He's going to be talking with the Honeycutts about a rodeo. Yeah, imagine that. They're kind of experts at that.
When was the last time your home or business heating system was serviced by professionals? It's time now to prepare and have your heating system serviced to last during our chilly season. You don't want your system to fail or break down on a cold winter night. Arizona Comfort Solutions can service your heating system and keep you, your family, or employees warm. In Bullhead City and Needles, call 758-2400. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Stay warm. 928-758-2400.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095.
Hi, my name is Jack Mafar, and I'm the founder of East West Financial. Great Service won as many awards in the local newspaper without soliciting our clients. One of our services, estate planning, is the best in the area as we work with many attorneys. We're also known for our annuities offering excellent returns with no caps, guarantee of principal. Because of our annuities, we won Forbes magazine Top 10 Financial Planner 3 times. Call me, 928-888-9828, and find out why you should be working with East West Financial.
Why pay for storage when you can own your own building? Hi, this is Robert with the Shed Guys, your locally owned and operated portable building specialist. 16 styles and 7 models, 8x12 up to 16x40. You pick your options and we'll deliver your pre-built unit, balance and level. Come see me and let me help you own your shed. 5160 Highway 95, south of Walmart, Fort Mojave, or call me at 928-758-7224.
Did you forget to write your Arizona tax credit check to a charitable organization by December 31st? Good news. You actually have until tax day to do that. It is a dollar-for-dollar tax credit for up to $800 on your Arizona state income taxes for married couples filing jointly, and up to $400 for singles. Save on your taxes and give to a qualified charitable organization like Cornerstone Mission. You can learn more at cornerstonemissionaz.org. For questions concerning the Arizona tax credit, check with your CPA or tax consultant.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. We are live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Toonforce. Each and every day, we're brought to you by East West Financial Services. You just heard Jack talking about it. If you're looking at retiring this year, well, call Jack Mafara and sit down with him. You have nothing to lose. It doesn't cost you a dime. Why would you not sit down and say, well, what if I wanted to put away a little bit of extra money? Or what if I wanted to save some this or that, you know? You should sit down with him at any point in time, especially when you're ready to retire. But he can help you retire because he specializes in retirement planning, estate planning, and principal protection. He's got offices in Kingman and Bullhead City. You call one number, make an appointment, and he'll see you, take care of you for free. Yes, it's free to sit down and talk with him. Okay, he's been doing this for 30 years, 20 years in Mojave County. Call Jack Mafara at 928-888-9828. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Well, if you're just a little chilly this morning with the rain, well, maybe you need to turn the heater back on and warm up. Oops, didn't come on. Well, then you might need Arizona Comfort Solutions. In Bullhead City and Needles, that's who everybody calls. Let them service your comfort tools, your thermostat, your heater, your furnace, your heat pump, whatever you might own. And at the same time now, you can almost say, hey, can you take a look at that cooling system? Because soon it's going to be 90, 100, 110. I want to make sure my swampers work and my AC works. So that's what I do. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 928-758-2400. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Plan to attend. Your friends and family, grab them and go to Laughlin Ranch on Friday night, March 31st, for an evening of an outdoor concert with the sounds of the Eagles. Do I have the Eagles on this CD? I don't think I do. Too bad. Well, you can hear the Eagles tribute band Under the Stars at Laughlin Ranch. General admission's $50, and first come, first serve. So, you know, if you're one of those people that are late to the party, you're going to be sitting up high, way in the back. VIP services is $100, and you sit at a nice big round table, and they bring you food and beverage. Yeah, that sounds like a good deal. And then, check out the after party. It's going to be inside the restaurant. If you want tickets, go to LaughlinRanch.com and buy your tickets today. Mojave Mortgage, if you're looking for a home this year, you're thinking 2023 is the time to buy a home, well, maybe it is, or vacation home, or just you want to add on, or you want to, you know, remodel the kitchen and bathroom. You can do that too. Call the founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage, Chad Hansen, 928-288-2691. He'll bring you in and you'll say, well, yeah, I want to do that. I need $280,000. Okay, boom. Here's a couple pieces of paper for you to fill out, and then he disappears. You go, wait a minute, where'd he go? There's no door. There's no window behind his desk. His chair is a dumbwaiter, and his wife will explain there's a reason it's called that. But it's a dumbwaiter, and it goes down into his vault, and he gets your $280,000, puts it on a silver platter, and brings it back up and just hands it to you. That's how easy it is at Mojave Mortgage. Almost. Give him a call. 928-288-2691. Get some of Chad's money. All right, we're back with Larry here for about another 4 minutes. And so the main differences from this year to last year is you're using three parks or three areas in Bullhead City and kind of leaving Laughlin alone.
Well, the tattoo convention last year kind of suffered a low population because of the separation between the event in Bullhead and that the tattoo convention being here.
It didn't used to when there was the river run up and down the strip.
Right. Yeah. Right. Like it was full every year, and this year it was a little less traffic. So we put everything all in that one main location at the Anderson Fieldhouse. Another change that's different than last year for Anderson is that we're doing two concerts, Friday and Saturday. Last year we did two co-headliners in the same night, and you know what? It wound up being too long of a concert.
Oh, okay.
People rode all day.
You know, they were just saying on the news the other night that Taylor Swift did 3 hours in Phoenix.
Wow.
Nonstop.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, well, she's young. She can handle it. But
right.
3 hours.
Well, we went from 7, like we started music at 8 and we went until almost midnight.
Yeah.
Last year.
But you had two bands there.
We had, and an opening act.
Okay. Right. Yeah. So then they're not doing too bad, but it does make for a very long night.
It was for the patrons is what we were concerned with. Like the guys that were playing, they were ready to play.
Right.
But the patrons, they were tired. You know, they had been riding all day and in the sun. So we want to make sure that they get their entertainment and they're capable of navigating back to wherever it is that they need to go.
Right. Right.
So 10:30 is what we're
calling. And speaking of that, you're going to have a bar at every location, but you're going to have professional servers.
Yes.
They're going to ask for ID.
Yep.
And if you're looking a little tipsy, they're going to say, you're done.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Each location will have a bar manager that's Arizona certified.
Okay.
So they know exactly what's going on. And then we have other ladies that are working the bars that are local and experienced here. And it's looking like we got some girls coming in from out of town that do all the rallies across the country, which is good because they'll go around and promote at each rally for our rally, which will bring other enthusiasts.
People. Yeah.
Here, right.
Perfect. And they'll probably be in bikinis.
I'm hoping so.
I always hope for good weather during the Harley run because you always want to see the bikes going up and down the strip with a girl in the back in a bikini.
Yep.
You know. No, you don't want to see anybody in an overcoat.
No, or overalls.
On the back, not on the back of the bike. No. So.
Not in the summer.
So are you excited? It's getting close.
Yes, I'm excited. I still have a lot to do.
And you have a new right-hand man this year. No?
Consultant? I've got a collective of volunteers that are all being very assistive. towards me.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
You need that. And you're in the Rotary Club. How many people in there are helping you?
You know, the Rotary Club is there for me with, you know, each one of the people in Rotary is masters in their field. So, like, I go to each one of them for their perspective expertise and get feedback from them. And also, they are going to be on scene at the Anderson Fieldhouse because they are the nonprofit that I've partnered with at that location for alcohol sales.
Don't have Rod do it. Don't have Rod oversee alcohol sales.
No.
He'll say, okay, you're cut off. Don't even get in line. You're cut off. I'm just teasing. I've known Rod for 41 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Larry, how do people get in touch with you? Just go to the website?
Yeah, mayheminfo.com, or you can email me at mayheminfo@yahoo.com, or you can text me at 808-699-0060.
Simple.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you again.
Thank you very much,
Larry.
Before
it happens. Thank you,
Larry. I
appreciate it. All right, stick around. We're going to take a little break, and then Allie will be here to talk animals in Bullhead City.
Been working so hard. Barron Services, family owned and operated on the Colorado River since 1991. A family business with high standards. Barron Services supports our Boys and Girls Club, Rotary Club, and many other civic organizations. Barron Services believes in quality, experience, and family. Barron Services are experts in security alarm systems, home or commercial. Experts in landscape installation, home or commercial. Experts in pest solutions, home and commercial. Barron Services, Bullhead City, Laughlin, and Needles. 758-5499.
Hear ye, hear ye. You talked, we listened. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. If you took advantage of the low interest rates within the past 2 years and don't want to change the terms of your first mortgage, but you still want cash to build that RV garage or casita, fear not. Mojave Mortgage now has a home equity line of credit available. For more information, visit MojaveMortgages.com or call 928-288-2691. Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
Meet me at Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and we'll spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Friends, family, and co-workers are meeting for lunch at ProFit Kitchen in the Riverview Mall. Nothing frozen, always fresh. Enjoy your choice of 9 healthy wraps, a smokehouse Philly, the keto cheeseburger, smokehouse turkey burger, portobello chicken sandwich, impossible vegan burger, a Cajun bowl, blue burger bowl, steak fajita bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu, delicious protein shakes, and awesome smoothies. Ask about meal prep solutions. See the complete menu, ProFit Kitchen, KITCHIN.com.
You can hear KMTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via translator K294CQ. For Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.5 for Bullhead City, Laughlin, Needles, and Havasu Heights on translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KMTR talk at KJJJ HD2. Go to KMTRTalk.com for audio streaming and on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KMTR Talk, the voice of the free.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Barron Services, experts in fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial, experts in swimming pools, home or commercial, plus experts in pest solutions, home or commercial, and they use products that are safe for your children and your pets. Alarm systems, swimming pools, and pest solution, call Barron's at one number, 928-768-5499. Legacy Rehab and Care Center. If you want to enter the world of healthcare, Legacy Rehab and Care Center will help you do just that. They will hire you and train you to become a certified nursing assistant, all while you're getting a paycheck. Yeah, you don't have to go to the college, but the college endorses it, and they give you a certificate, and then you make more money. Yeah, how cool. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who needs those services, have them call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road. The Shed Guys, locally owned and operated, delivering pre-built portable buildings. You pick your size, you pick your windows, you pick your doors, you pick your porch or a ramp if you need it. Come by and see the selection they have there now. They've got about 20 units at 5169 Highway 95, just north of Walmart in Fort Mojave. You can also call Robert at 928-758-7224. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. They're delivering the butcher block. Yeah. Breakfast, a hearty man's combo, or steak quesadilla, or country fried steak and eggs. With breakfast served all day, open to close, and then lunch and dinner, well, how about a top sirloin steak topped with garlic butter, mashed potatoes, and veggies? You can add mushrooms, you can add shrimp, you can add super salad. Oh, it's yummy butcher block. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Perkins in Bullhead City. All right, now the studio got really good looking here. Hi, Allie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you, Larry?
Good. Allie is the manager of the Bullhead Animal Welfare
Animal Shelter at the moment.
Oh, Animal Shelter.
Yeah, we had a rebrand after the PD took over the Animal Control Officers, so Our technically, yes, our building is animal care and welfare, but we just do the shelter things now. So okay. Licenses, adoptions, and they enforce on the PD side.
Okay. So you got the easy part then.
Yeah, kind of, sort of, in a way, yes.
but you also have to babysit all these animals.
Yes, it does take an amazing team, in which I have. I have a very dedicated team and a bunch of new volunteers that are dedicated to our community's animals.
Now, this Friday, you take a look at what could be your new building.
Yes, we're very excited.
Well, I mean, that building hasn't changed since we built the city.
Exactly.
And, you know... But when you walk through it, you need to tell Jeff Tipton, Toby Cotter, and if Eddie's there, and whoever's there, Jason or Robert.
There's going to be a lot of people.
Whoever's there, the mayor, you need to tell them, this space will last me a few years.
Right.
Because they need to be looking at the future again already, yes. Not every 25 years.
Yeah, if we build it, they will come.
Yeah.
Yes,
well,
we will fill up.
And right now you're using some other facilities, right, for watching the dogs or taking care of them?
Nope, just at the shelter.
Oh, okay.
Yep, we're
right.
Just there at the moment. We're doing a lot of off-site adoptions right now. We're getting ready to do one actually next week on Thursday.
Oh, yeah?
So we're going to be doing the Bark in the Park.
Okay.
We're going to jump on with the city, get out there, and do some adoptions. We actually just took a few... I think we have 10 puppies coming out for adoption on Thursday.
Oh, wow.
We're helping out Mojave County Animal Shelter out there. They're overrun. So I went out there yesterday, me and Jeff, and we had a meeting with them, and they need some help, and we always need puppies. So.
Oh, wow.
I'm having them delivered today.
They're bringing you puppies.
Yes. Yeah, well, they're going to be spayed and neutered on Monday and then be ready for adoption on Thursday.
Wow.
Yeah, we're very excited.
What kind of puppies are they?
We have some cattle dogs, some lab mixes, and I think there's maybe one or two little pitties.
What is a cattle dog?
Like Australian cattle dogs, the ones that kind of herd the animals.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all they right. have five of those. They're super sweet.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we're very excited. We're getting a Dalmatian, another little cattle dog, Australian shepherd kind of thing.
Oh.
Yep, we're getting some in tiny little chihuahuas. We're getting in a dachshund.
And how many dogs at the Harms house?
I have three.
Three?
Yes.
And you have how many kids?
Well, seven altogether, but only four live with us.
Okay. So four kids live with you and three dogs.
Yes. And two are giants. So one's 93 pounds and the other one's 86. So.
Oh, my God. They're bigger than my labs.
They are huge.
Wow.
And they're needy. Very, very needy.
How old are they?
The male, Weller, he is just turned one in November. He's the 93-pounder.
Okay.
And the other one is three, and then Hulk is my smallest one at 63 pounds, and he is six.
Okay. Because our dogs are almost 3 years old, and they still act like they're 6 months.
Oh, yeah. No, mine are ridiculous.
Yeah. And I saw a guy the other day on the Laughlin Trail. He had his lab with him, and I said, how old's your lab? He goes, nine, but he still acts 6 months.
Yes,
I went,
they are crazy till the day they go.
Don't tell me that. I have two at home.
Yes, labs are nuts.
Yeah.
Well, we love them, but they're crazy.
To jump up in your lap when you're not even expecting it.
Oh, yes.
And they don't care where they step.
Yep. That's a fight with me on the couch with those two.
Yeah?
Oh, yes.
So now the animal shelter.
Yes.
Cats and dogs. What does it cost to adopt one?
Right now, it is $100. Some are sponsored right now, but it's usually $100 at our flat rate. That includes their spay and neuter, the first set of vaccines. We actually microchip them for free, and then you get a GPC tag, which is like kind of like a GPS tag. So
right.
They'll scan it, and it'll alert you on your phone for free also.
And that's pretty important.
Yes, we have a lot of lost dogs in Bullhead and the tri-state area just in general, so we're trying to give out things to the public so they have more resources to get them back home before they come to the shelter.
And speaking of that, when the animal control officers pick up a dog and bring it into your shelter,
yep.
Do you scan it first?
Yes, they scan it and we scan it.
Okay.
Yep.
So, because that would tell you if it belonged to somebody.
You would think so. Most microchips are not registered.
Oh.
So that's a big thing. People, like, we supply it for free, but they have to go home and log into the computer and actually, like, talk to someone or type it in to put their information. Thankfully, the ones that we implant, we put them in our system. So if we get it, we put it in our system, and they pop up. So we know who, you know, we know who we adopted to.
Right.
So it's in case they don't register, which
wow.
more than likely they don't. So,
okay.
I mean, we're giving a bunch of free stuff away, like the GPC tags. And then we have another company that gives out GPS tags that you can charge. We give those out to. But, again, you have to register them, so that is complicated for some.
Yeah.
So we try to help out. But
what is your maximum for dogs and for cats?
Right now, we have 31 kennels for dogs. We have a few more in the back, but those are for isolation if they're sick, injured.
So
I don't count those. I have another four. So I don't count them because, God forbid, we need them. I can't put anything that's healthy in there.
Right.
So I have 31 kennels that the public will see out there. So we're hoping to get up to like 75-plus kennels in this new place.
Wow.
So I'm going to have to probably double my staff or triple it. So.
And Toby and Jeff, they're aware of that?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we're hoping we're going to get a lot more volunteers with this new place. That way we kind of start out fresh. Right now, I think I have 11 or 12 volunteers, which is the most we've ever had since I've worked there.
It has a big parking lot.
It has a giant parking lot. But most of it's probably going to be used to probably for like, I don't want to say a dog park, but it's going to be for more enrichment for our dogs so we can get them out and about.
Oh, okay.
That's my goal. I'm not sure everybody else is, but we want to have a big area. The little play area we have for our dogs right now it's not sufficient.
So it would be cool if you took the length of that parking lot and took out a whole row or
something. That's what we're hoping, to take out a row and then divide it. That way we can have multiple dogs out, lots of meet and greets, and get out there, lots of shade and trees, that way we can get out there with the public.
You've already got the plan put together.
I'm trying. I don't like waiting. Patience is not my thing. So I've been, drawing up stuff and, searching online. I've contacted shelters, from Arizona to Florida to all over the United States to get ideas of what they don't like and what they do like about their facility and, who they're using for manufacturers and stuff like that. Because when you build a house, exactly what you don't like in a house right away.
Yeah.
So that's a big thing we want to know, what don't you like? Because we don't want to make those mistakes, too.
Oh, I believe it. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, lots of research.
How exciting.
We are very excited, the staff and everybody in the, we have citizens coming in all the time congratulating us, and it's finally happening, it's real.
Yeah. Now, in the new building, there's currently a lot of offices there.
Yes.
In Mojave Daily News, like a GM, and they have a little board meeting room and a little kitchen.
Yeah, it sounds pretty impressive from what people have told me.
So, but some of that you can knock, a lot of those desks are freestanding, freestanding walls.
Right.
That you can make room for kennels.
Yeah, we're hoping to use hopefully that back room or where the big machines were. That's what we're hoping.
Right.
We want them as far away from our cats as possible. That way they don't get stressed. Right now you can hear dogs everywhere, so I want them as far away as the phones. That way we can actually talk to our citizens without yelling because our dogs are so close right now. It makes it very difficult.
I know. I've been in there.
It's a lot.
Common word in there is, huh?
Yes, and then we have the plexiglass up, so that makes it like 10 times worse. So it's a lot.
Right. So if you decide on what you guys want to do Friday, does that then have to go to an architect? Or?
Yeah, we already have our architect for the original plan. So we already, when we were going to build the original 13,000 square foot building, I already have four sets of plans on my desk. We're about to go to council because we've got our pretty final one.
Oh, okay.
And then they're like, surprise, you got your building. Toby pulled us into a meeting and they're like, you have no idea why we pulled you in here. And I was like, oh, I'm getting fired today. And then he's like, I bought you a building. This is what we're deciding. So, it was a huge shock, but in a great way. We're doubling in size and we're not going to be, it was going to be $4 million for 13,000 square feet.
Right.
And that wasn't including kennels. That wasn't including offices, desks, or computers. That was just bare bones. Just the building for $4 million.
And you bought this for one.
1.75 million.
Okay.
Yep. And then we'll have to renovate, obviously, the inside. But we can actually. Sure. I just got quoted for 50 kennels is $135,000.
Wow.
For 50.
Wow.
So it is not a cheap thing to do anything, as obviously everybody knows these days. But to build an efficient, state of the art animal shelter or anything now is super expensive. So I've been shopping around trying to get the best of the best, what we can do and what we can save money on. And
what about lead time on those? Can you call and get shelters right away?
For the ones I'm getting people to talk to me about or the equipment?
The shelters that you're going to put in the new building.
So I think, the one company that I really liked, unfortunately, we can't use. I think it's about 6 to 8 months to build.
Yeah.
But they don't have a locking part where I can put a lock through it to lock it from the people.
Oh.
They're like, you can just lock the room. Like, we've never been to a shelter. Thank you. we have to hold stuff for evidence for the animal control or, the rabies observation dogs or whatnot. Like, they have to be locked because we love our public, but we don't need anybody accidentally opening a cage and letting out a dog. We just don't need that.
And the public would.
How
cute this
it's
dog
very
is.
It's a very innocent thing, but yes.
Mom, I want to hold it, Mom. Okay, hold on.
Yeah,
we
are not a petting zoo, unfortunately. Sometimes they're in there for a reason.
I can see that going on all day
long. Yeah,
I can see that. So when you're looking for shelters, you're looking for ones that you can secure.
Yes. Yeah. Something with a lock so I can put a padlock in there for sure.
You zip ties a lot just because they're cheaper?
No, because we have to move them every day so or get them out. So that'd be a lot of zip ties.
Yeah.
We do use them, but not there.
So you're not like a shelter like some of them that have a back door that goes outside.
In our original plans, yes, we had, and they're called in and outs. So you have inside and outside.
Okay.
Yes, in our original plans, it was like that. With this new building, unfortunately, we'll not have to do in and outs. They'll have to be in and in, so they'll both parts will be inside the shelter.
Right.
So, you know, they won't have to deal with the elements, which is great during the 120-degree weather.
Right.
But they won't be able to get outside as much because a lot of the dogs we do get in never been inside.
Yeah.
So some enjoy being outside and have no idea. It's a big culture shock for them. They're like, what is air conditioning? What is a bed? A lot of them have no idea. But that's why I want to put a big, you know, park for our dogs and let them run, let them stretch their legs. But we're just really going to have to secure it because we're right next to 95 now.
Yeah.
So we don't have that, you know, buffer in case they do get out or if someone's dog gets loose.
And do you have a washer and dryer? I mean, you're washing their beddings?
We do.
One dog
we
goes out
buy
and comes in?
Probably two a year right now because they won't warranty them because the big shelter giant ones are $14,000 a piece.
Wow.
So for like the big hotel grade ones. So that is obviously a big chunk of change we haven't been able to spend. I'm not sure what we're going to do with this one. Like a lot of the shelters do have them, but they have a lot of issues too.
Okay.
So, and the only person that works on them is in Phoenix. So it does make it a little tough. So we're washing about 10 hours a day during the regular week.
Wow.
Yep. So our volunteers, they know there's always laundry. always, never ending.
Wow. What new do you want to add to this building that you don't have currently?
My biggest thing, like a real isolation. So in case we do get sick dogs in an area for our quarantines or evidence dogs, the public can't see. Because, yes, sometimes we have cute dogs bite, and the public's like, I want to adopt it. Like, well, you can't.
Yeah.
It's the owner's dog or whatnot. But my biggest thing I'm really excited about, we actually just visited Waz.
Whose?
It's called Waz, Western Arizona Humane Society,
okay.
with Patty Gilmore. She runs the one in Lake Havasu.
Okay.
They have a nursery. So that was my biggest, like, awe moment of walking through their shelter. So they have, if a mama dog comes in that is pregnant, they'll put it in the nursery. She gets to have her babies. It's a dark room. They have four kennels. It's the happiest place I've ever seen in an animal shelter, and I've worked here a very long time. So it was the coolest thing. We had, you know, very happy moms and very healthy puppies.
Wow.
So it was really cool to have that, you know, that little element that.
Do you want a room where the public can take one dog into that room and see if they.
We will have indoor.
All work together.
Yes, we will have larger and more. We only have one meet and greet room, as most people know, in the shelter now. So, yes, we're going to have a ton of those.
Okay.
Hopefully, we're going to utilize maybe some of those offices that are already built, the stick-built ones, because we got to get rid of all that carpet in that side of the new building.
Yeah.
So, we're going to be utilizing the heck out of those. But, yes, we'll have more meet and greets for the inside. That way, if it is 120, we're not going to be putting everybody outside and to the elements or, you know, it is raining lately all the time. So, or the rain.
Crazy this year, huh?
It is very strange.
All right, let's take a break. We're going to come. If you have questions for Allie, 702-298-1063. Give us a call. I want to tell you tomorrow on this program, it's going to be interesting. Judge Condrey, the Honorable Judge Condrey will be here along with Jeff Tipton and somebody who has gone through his quality court.
Memories of 2020 bring stress. In 2022, bring your stress to the Laughlin Ranch Spa in Bullhead City. The spa at Laughlin Ranch is stress relief central. Start with a sauna or steam room. Then there is a nice relaxing massage, consistently sanitized after each customer. The spa at Laughlin Ranch includes salon services, nails trimmed, shined, or filled, facials, and more. Ask about float pads. Make your appointment, 928-754-4050.
Mojave Electric recognizes the importance of higher education and is offering an annual scholarship program to help our members achieve their academic goals. Students within the MEC service area attending college in the 2023 fall semester or quarter may apply for financial assistance until April 28, 2023. Applications are available at www.mojaveelectric.com. Financial assistance is available up to $5,000. Apply today. It's more than an apple. It's financial support.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery delivers with Butcher Block, a hearty man's breakfast combo or steak quesadillas or country fried steak and eggs for lunch or dinner. First breakfast is served from open to close. Or how about top sirloin steak topped with garlic butter, mashed potatoes, and veggies? Add mushroom, shrimp, soup, or salad. Or try the steak and pepper skillet. It's yummy. Butcher Block breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Only at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Highway 95, Bullhead City.
Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is looking to hire a speech-language pathologist, physical therapist, and a certified occupational therapy assistant. You'll provide in-house therapy focusing on patients with low productivity, and you're guaranteed 30 hours per week with great benefits, including a matching 401k. Call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City today at 928-763-1404 or apply online at thelegacyrehab.com. That's thelegacyrehab.com.
This is our town, the place we call home.
Here is the Our Town calendar. Havasu's Earth Day Community Cleanup is in its second year and takes place on Saturday, March 25th. To register or volunteer, go to Lake Havasu Earth Day Rotary Day of Service on Facebook. American Legion Auxiliary No. 81 presents their fifth Troop Box Convoy Car and Bike Show on Saturday, March 25th. Proceeds will go towards sending troop boxes to deployed men and women in uniform. Donations are accepted, but admission is free. Kingman's nonprofit Beale Street Theater announces its upcoming production of the classic musical Fiddler on the Roof. The stage production opens on March 31st at Kingman High School and runs through April 8th. More information and tickets at BealeStreetTheater.com. The inaugural Laughlin Bullhead Air Show will be airborne in just a couple of weeks. The event is scheduled for Saturday, April 1st. More information at LaughlinBullheadAirShow.com.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, yes, and TWN Communications. They're bringing you the fast, reliable fiber internet together, internet that you just can't beat, plus digital telephone and TV streaming service. Now you can enjoy your favorite digital activities with ease. Learn about bundling operations. Learn about bundling options and pre-register today at TWNcom, that's C-O-M-M, .com/Mojave, or you can call 888-227-2095, or you can call MEC at 928-763-1100. ProFit Kitchen, the healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall. If you want to get healthy in 2023, you better put ProFit Kitchen on your diet. Let me tell you, the healthiest breakfast, lunch, and dinner on the Colorado River. Nobody else can beat it. That's right. And ask about meal prep solutions. That's where you can order your lunch for the week. Just pick it up on Sunday. You got five fresh lunches that are good for you. That's the best part. Yes. People come down from Kingman just to order their lunch for the week. Yeah, you could do that too. Well, you don't have to go to Kingman. You can do it right here in Bullhead City. You can go to ProFit Kitchen, that's KITCHIN.com, and see the entire menu and place your order. The Laughlin Outlet Mall. Hey, your place to shop and eat. Downstairs, we got ice cream, we got burgers, we got upstairs, we got Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory, the Levi's store to the Vitamin World, the Boot Barn to the movies. All here at the mall with five businesses on the front of the mall that face Casino Drive. TWN Communications, they're partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative. One dependable connection and three reliable, enjoyable services. Fast, reliable fiber internet, digital telephone, and TV streaming service. All in partnership with MEC. Take the next step. Pre-register today at TWNcom.com/Mojave or call 888-227-2095. We got about 5 minutes left here with Allie. And so your husband is the captain at the police department. Does he hear every day from you? I can't wait to have this in the building. Can't wait to have this in the building.
Always.
Yeah?
He actually helps me a lot with planning and doing stuff.
Put that right in front of your mouth.
Oh, sorry.
There you go.
He's always helping me do all the things with the shelter, of course. He helps me with events and...
Well, he has no choice then.
Well, but he does, just, but yeah. He's just an amazing person.
But I'm just... Oh.
I love him.
Is Jason listening or?
I don't think so. But okay. If he is, he owes me.
Yeah, no kidding.
No, he just bought me a new car, so he don't owe me anything.
What did he buy you?
A Wagoneer.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
With seven kids, you need that.
We do need a big vehicle and giant dogs. Yes, we need all the room.
Or a trailer. I don't know which.
We do have both. Yeah.
But he's helping you plan this new one, and you're thinking. Have you guys thought about getting the blueprints of the building so you can see?
Toby Cotter has them.
Oh, he does.
During our meeting, we did get to see them. I did not ask for a copy. I do want a copy, but we do have our architects. I'm sure Rob and the Selberg Associates, they're working a ton. I keep in contact. I'm always texting them random ideas I find in other shelters. I'm like, hey, look at this. Hey, look at this link. So I'm sure he's loving it.
I'll bet. He's thinking, oh, my, here comes another text from Allie.
Yep, yeah. I know.
So how can the public help out?
Eventually we're going to be looking, obviously, for more sponsors. Swanee's is a huge sponsor. Debbie's Dispensary has been a huge help, but Swanee's has been amazing through and through. So eventually, I don't know if anybody's been to other shelters. They have, like, dedication rooms. So obviously, depending what you give, we can name, you know, that build, that area, you know, that nursery could be like the Swanee's nursery or whatnot.
Okay.
So if people are looking for, you know, big donations and the city is a tax write-off, which is huge, we can sponsor different areas of the shelter and we can put your big name, you know, your name on a plaque and paint that, you know, the Swanee's colors if she wants. Heck yeah, Connie's all over that.
Oh.
So, yeah, we're always looking for things. Volunteers are always a big part. This building is... we're looking at 6,000 square feet that we're in now.
Yeah.
We're going to 27,300 plus. It is a lot. So
you and Jackie Jensen and Toby need to sit down with a price list.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be one heck of a year. We're very excited.
Good. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for the animals.
Yes, they're going to be, they're not going to know what hit them, that's for sure.
Well, it's because I've been in the Mojave Daily News many a times.
Okay.
You know, they've held chamber mixers there, and then our Kiwanis Club used to hold our nightly meeting, our board meetings there. And it's a big building. It's on both sides of the front parking lot, you know.
Right.
And that'd be easy to have the dogs and cats here. But there's so much that you can grow into there.
Yes.
And make it really nice.
Yeah, we're hoping we're going to build for a vet on. I'm hoping probably my vision is at the moment, we'll see what the architect comes up with, is on the older side. There's a lot of offices for, like, the vet side. So we have some, you know, we don't have to build, like, those exam rooms. We already have a kind of a lobby. So there's some stuff over there we think we could be able to work around because the vet doesn't need a big area.
Right.
You know, we're not going to be doing a full, you know, vet service, especially right away.
Yeah.
You know, we're just going to be doing vaccines in the beginning and then go from there.
Okay.
So, yes, there will be lots of room to grow, and Bullhead's only getting bigger.
So Friday's your day.
Friday's our day. I'm very anxious to get in there and walk around and get my hands on everything. I've been knocking down walls before.
All right. Allie, how do people get in touch with animal welfare?
Our number is
sheltered.
Well, we have two different numbers. If you want animal control, the animal services for any like incidences, that is 928-763-1999. That's going to get a hold of dispatch for you, and they will dispatch animal control. So our number, if you want to talk about licenses, adopting, if you need any, you know, other counseling for, you know, whatnot for anything to do with animals, that's the shelter number. It's 928-763-6000.
Okay.
But we're having a huge adoption event on Thursday. Lots of puppies. So Thursday's at 6 p.m. at Rotary.
At Rotary Park.
Yep. And then next month is free adoption month, thanks to Swanee's.
Free adoption.
All month, all April, we have a free adoption month. So everybody get out there. Come help us out. Let's empty the shelter officially. It's never been done. I've been there 11 years.
All right. Thank you, Allie.
Thank you, Larry.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Hey, we'll see you guys tomorrow.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.